The love I have for 12-bar rhythm and blues and American trains is hardwired into my brain in a way I find difficult to describe adequately. As a baby, my mum fed me in Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard. That simple 12-bar sound still gives me the shivers, as does the interlinked image of an American freight train slowly ambling along with the whistle blowing mournfully. Like Johnny B. Goode, my guitar used to strum with the rhythm that the drivers made, and although my trusty Gibson SG now gathers dust in the loft, I still get my fix in other ways. One Saturday a month, I'm out the door early, and with eight other people who share my obsession, we erect a big American model railroad layout, and we play with trains. It takes over 2 hours to set it all up, and we then add the locomotives, which have the correct engine sounds and horns, and we put the wagons on. For the next 5 hours, we operate realistically, in exactly the same way as a real American railway works, running different trains and picking up and delivering boxcars to industries all along the line. We get an astonishing level of enjoyment and achievement, and it's complete escapism from the more serious aspects of our lives. So, in one part of my existence, I may work as a consultant in the advice and housing sectors, but deep, deep down, I'm a 12-bar blues Southern Pacific Railroad man.